listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Are you ready? This is On Target for November 4th, and this week we are going to spin through some fantastic plastic. Beg, scream, and shout while we shake, rattle, and roll. And, as always, we'll be visiting the weird world of Northern Soul and Mod Beat. So, can I get a witness? I just want to testify.
Surprise! Could I be dreaming? The sounds I hear are sweet and clear, and I was told that it sounds like a soul. So I just kept walking along my way. It sounds like a soul.
I started all that off with I Want to Testify. That's The Parliaments, of course, George Clinton's band, and that's on Revelotes. And after that, The Spoiler, that's Eddie Perel, that's on Volt. And finally, Gene Chandler, a song called Soul on Constellation, written by Billy Butler. It's very interesting because a lot of the stuff that Gene Chandler did on Constellation was written by Curtis Mayfield. And there's another gentleman who also sang a lot of Curtis Mayfield's tracks, and his name is Major Lance.
I like to do that. somebody but you. Oh, I've been saying it for you, baby, 'cause you know just what to do.
Great track. That's the Adorables with the Don Thompson combo. The track's called Baby Come and Get It, and it's on Peacock. I'm also going to play the flip side next week. A really great R&B dancer. Before that, I played Judy Clay, You Busted My Mind, and that's on Phil Spector's Scepter label, and started everything off with the Canadian pressing, the epic pressing of Major Lance's Hey Little Girl, which came out on the OK label in the US. And it was penned by Curtis Mayfield. So there you go. You've got Gene Chandler singing Billy Butler, Major Lance singing Curtis Mayfield. Everybody's helping everybody out here. It's great. And since we're going down that path, let's see what Sandy Nelson does with a track that Rex Garvin and the Mighty Cravers did originally.
Ready Steady Go was a much more focused, much more modern show than, let's say, Top of the Pops. But at the same time, because it put mods' enthusiasms, things like Tamla Motown and American black music, on a much bigger stage, it diluted it. And a lot of hardcore mods rejected it, of course. You don't like seeing accurate or inaccurate portrayals of your own culture too widely diffused.
Put me down. So down.
crazy discord there at the end of that song. That was the Shondells, Don't Put Me Down, on the Eagle label. That's like Mod Beat, but this is a Canadian band from Winnipeg, in actual fact. Before that, I played Watch the People Dance. That's Guile Strange from the Strangeloves on the Boom label. And I started everything off with Sandy Nelson, Wild Drummer A-Go-Go, who does fantastic covers. His secret, I think, is in his bandmates, the choice of his band. He's got such great instrumentation in there. That was a cover of Sockatoom JB, which of course was written by Rex Garvin, and famous in the mod soul scene, especially because of its connection with James Bond, but also a fantastic track. I have that on the Imperial label, and there are quite a few tracks of his that I really enjoy, covers that he's done. Ones to look out for are I Don't Need No Doctor and Money, Barrett Strong's Money. Incredible. Now here's a track you might know on its own merits, or maybe you've heard Jack White's cover of it. I just got this and I absolutely love it.
Sweet talk, I got a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk. I'm trembling and I'm shaking. And when you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart stops dough and the stink batters dance. And I'm panting and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over me, I wanna hug you with all of my might. And I'm sweating and I'm shaking. A chill and a fever, so I've been told, makes your head spin around and your feet run cold. I got fever and I'm shaking. Run through the mill, I can't move around and I can't stand still. I'm so jittery and I'm shaking. Samson was a mighty good man, strong as in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig, and it looks like he took me the same old way. So I'm nervous and I'm shaking. Ship on a sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I like a neighbor's wreck, I'm all shook up, and that's what you are doing to me. Cause I'm jumping and I'm shaking and I'm jumping and I'm shaking. Daddy ought to make you go, night out. Get it to your mama.
silly jerk that ain't oughta make you work.
By looking at a tree, you can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudge me. I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. I gotta say, you got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. Ow. You can't judge sugar by looking at the cane. You can't judge a woman by looking at her maid. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on. On. You can't judge right from looking at the wrong. You can't judge one by looking at the other. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you can't judge me. Ain't like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
You are tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
So I started off with Little Willie John, I'm Shaken. Maybe you've heard that too many times. Maybe you've heard it in an IKEA commercial. Maybe you've heard it, I don't know, while shopping at Safeway. Who cares? Because the song stands on its own. It's phenomenal on its own merits. And you know, Little Willie John has such a fascinating story. He was the younger brother of Mabel John from Stax, and he had quite a few hits in a very short career. His career ended in 1962 when he stabbed somebody at his very own engagement party in Seattle, and he went to prison. And he died in 1968 of a heart attack brought on by pneumonia in prison. And I mean, he was really close to James Brown. They were both on the King label, and they played at the Apollo Theater often together. And James Brown actually got him out on parole couple of years before he died, but almost right away he crossed the state line and broke his parole regulations and had to go back to jail again and then died. And it's just tragic. He was so young. I mean, 26. So young. Great voice, a great record. Not a cheap record, let me tell you. So just keep on listening to it. I followed that up with Duque's Night Owl. This was released on the Nat label in the US. I have it on the Barry label, that's the Canadian label. And you may not know this, but that was Gene Chandler singing. He's the lead singer of the Duques. And that song came out at the very same time as Duke of Earl. And the Duques sang backup on the Duke of Earl. So obviously the Duke of Earl itself was the big hit, but that's a fantastic song too. and I finished everything off with the one, the only Bo Diddley. You can't judge a book by the cover, that's on the Checker label. You know, my goal here is to play music that you've heard and some stuff that you haven't heard. Maybe introduce young people to this fantastic music, one song at a time.
Me and my baby, we are knickers and my big sweater. All the fellas gonna date her, but I won't let them. She looks cool, talks cool, dance to it. That's my girl. Next Saturday night, there'll be a dance contest. Yeah.
Cooper and the Soul Rockers started that set off featuring Guy Turner on vocals. Gonna Have a Lot of Fun is the name of the track. That's on the ATCO label. After that, a fantastic version of Ain't That Terrible, The Capitals on Karen. And finally, That's My Girl, Dee Clark on Constellation. A huge, huge Northern Soul anthem. I can't think of another track featuring so much flute that's so big in the Northern Soul scene. But my gosh, is that ever an earworm? That sticks with you. All right, now, for those of you who don't know, this is Maximum R&B.
Tonight, baby, please do something. You must do put me on the shelf. You keep me so upset. You got me talking to myself. What you gonna do? I work 8 days a week, girl, if you want me tonight.
Just another man on your back. The moment's getting too tough, I'm getting out, I had enough. If you can't see, you're treating me rough.
'Cause I'm the next in line. 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 Next in line.
You've been using your men like sheep. Yeah, losing them all like little beef. I know you love me, don't believe your lies. I know you can't pull the wool right over my eyes.
'Cause I'll move out of line. 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 Out of line.
Gonna lose me. So please don't mess with these other guys. They'll break your heart and water your eyes.
'Cause I'm the next in line. 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 Next in line.
So this is a very iconic sound, almost a blues-infused rock and roll, but it's the mod sound. It's the British covering black American music, and in doing so, creating a new kind of music. We call it Maximum R&B because it's R&B with an edge, angry R&B. I started off with The Pretty Things, Don't Bring Me Down on Fontana, and every once in a while, there's a track that I play that isn't on 45. It just didn't come out on 45. It's a great track. It came out on the album, and it's not on a 45, so I play it off the album. And in this case, I just went to a record show a few weeks ago, and I picked up Spencer Davis Group, the second album. It's actually the name of the album. And this fantastic song is on it. Please Do Something, it's called. So that was the Spencer Davis Group. And finally, The Birds. That's the B-I-R-D-S. That's Roy Wood's band. You know him from, what's that band called? The Rolling Stones. Also, The Faces. I mean, he's rock and roll royalty, really. That track's called Next in Line, and it's on Decca. So that music came about because of this music.
Yeah.
I think one of my biggest fears as a DJ is having somebody come up to me and saying, can you play like a really good Jackie Wilson track, and then walking away. I wouldn't know what to play. Everything is so freaking good, I would be stumped. I can't believe that when I was a kid, all I really knew was Lonely Teardrops and maybe Higher and Higher, but there's so much great dancey. He was such a huge influence on like Michael Jackson, and he had this move where he'd knock over the microphone and bounce it back up, and James Brown stole that from him. I mean, some even say that the moonwalk was originally Jackie Wilson's. The guy is just unbelievable talent. That track's called Shake, Shake, Shake. It's on the Brunswick label. Before that, Little Stevie Wonder, Workout Stevie Workout on the Tamla label. I've had a great hour, I've had a lot of fun today. And I'm going to leave you off with a Frank Wilson penned beautiful number. Speaking of Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5 covered this on their very first album, Diana Ross Introduces to the Jackson 5. I have played that version on the show before. This is Marvin Gaye, Chained.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.